You're listening to the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. This is not your typical food show. We're talking about the politics of food, the corruption of our food supply, and what you can do to stand and fight back. Download the TuneIn app for your smartphone and call your local station to ask that they carry the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. Now, once again, here's Elizabeth.
Our main food news story this week is something that just came up last night.
Do you want to share this story?
Sure. Here's the thing. What we've noticed lately is there's a whole bunch of disinformation on the internet about food safety and what's in the food. There are all these different sites and people who post things on social media sites saying, oh, this is good, this is bad, avoid this, you know. And some of it's true, some of it's not true. The difference between us and the other people is we actually verify this stuff before we broadcast it, before we post things and write articles and do interviews. We actually let the experts tell us.
We're very, very careful in the experts that we put on this show that share information about food with you to make sure that the information is accurate.
Now, there's a person who we've had on the show before who's a very nice person, and I like her a lot, but unfortunately, in this case, there's a big problem with a story that she put on the internet. It's a big problem because of the fact that it wasn't verified, and it could have been written differently. Foodbabe.com wrote an article about Kraft Foods and said that Kraft Foods in the UK is selling Kraft macaroni and cheese that has genetically modified wheat in it from the United States. Now, when you look at this label, the label looked odd to me, first of all. I don't know if anybody bothered to ask Kraft Foods if this was true or not, but she posted a story that said, you know, they're selling this illegal GMO wheat, because I don't know if you know this or not, there are 8 major crops that are GMO crops. You can go to ElizabethDoherty.com and you can read what those are. Wheat is not one of them. None of these companies that everybody's concerned about, Monsanto and all these companies that have done field trials with genetically modified wheat, that wheat is not on the market anywhere in the world.
Never been approved.
That's correct. So to say this in that context is entirely inaccurate. So when we talk to Kraft, I'm just going to tell you what their statement was about this.
You actually contacted them and they sent a written explanation to you.
Yes, they did. They said, we do not use genetically engineered wheat in mac and cheese. It's not available, so we don't use it. With regard to the photo you've seen of mac and cheese in the UK, we don't export mac and cheese to the UK. The company that has applied the sticker is not authorized by Kraft. So in this case, the information is not accurate. There you go. I don't think they're going to break international law and because they're worried about a food blog. I didn't believe the story was true when I read it, and when we verified it, it was not true, and I believe she should amend her story and perhaps remove it.
Be honest and let folks know, hey, maybe this was not correct. Maybe this was one of those internet hoaxes that went too far.
Yeah, at this point, there really should be a formal written retraction.
Yep.
Did you miss any part of the show? Listen anytime at businesstalkradio.net and click podcasts. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Food Nation Radio. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for Food Nation Radio on the Business Talk Radio Network.